is. Good morning. So I'll tell you what it is. The Sipuno on I mean just to put in perspective what this idea of connection to Hashem means to us. And this positive attitude. The Sipuno says on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. So he says Elokeinu is the one to whom we turn, b'leim tzoi, with no intermediaries, with the hope of the fulfillment of our desires.
What was that?
Called tikvaseinu, lemalis chefzeinu, elov b'leim tzoi, something like that. That's what you're thinking when you're makabel the malchus shemayim.
Yeah.
Who am I makabel the malchus shemayim? From the one that I constantly rely on that he's going to fulfill my hopes. And I can deal with him directly.
Yeah.
Because without that, you can't be Makabal and Malchus Shemayim. There's too much resistance.
I actually didn't know that.
What?
I actually did not know that, Sfarno.
Let me say that again.
What?
Part of being Makabal Shemayim is the hope that Hashem will fulfill our desires.
The Sipuno says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, that he is the one to whom we hope for the fulfillment of our desires, Beli Emtsoi. Without any intermediary, we just deal. I can turn to him directly for what? For the fulfillment of my desires. Now I can be makabel the Malchus Shemayim. Malchus Shemayim, serious stuff. You're an avid. You know, shut up and do your work. I can't. I need the fulfillment. And it's a chiddush because it's not enough what he did for me. He created the world. It's not enough what he did for me. He created me. It's not enough what he did for me. He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's not enough everything he all the Broches I make every day, and all the Hatov, and all the Chesed, and all the Hashkocha Protis. He has to also be counted on for the future. It's not about what you do for me today. That's what the Welt says. You know, it's not what you did for me yesterday, it's what you do for me today. It's what you're going to continue to do to me forevermore.
Hashem wants that kind of a hope. Hashem wants that kind
well,
of a
hope.
Well,
he wants
it. The only way.
He wants it because he created a goof, and the reason he created a goof was to create a challenge for the neshama to grow higher and higher. And once he created a goof, he has to deal with it. He is not as naive as some people are to think that, oh, the goof, forget about it. Just give me ruchnias.
I think that's the Christian approach.
What?
I think that's kind of the Christian approach.
It is. It's more the Eastern religions also. It's all about spirituality. It's all about spirituality. And it's spiritual, but there's a goof. There's a goof. The altar has a shmuz. I think that's the pshat. I don't know exactly, but I think that's the pshat. He says, we say terrible things about the Dorodea. Al takshim levavchem kariva kayei masa b'midbor. Don't harden your heart like those that tested me in the midbor. Yeah, arboim shona okut bedor. 40 years I fought with them. Vo'oimar, and I said, am toyelev of heim. Veheim lo yodu derochoi. They're mistaken in their hearts. They didn't know my ways. Yeah. The Dor Deya Lo Yodu Derochoi. Did you ever hear something like that in your life? The Dor Deya Lo Yodu Derochoi. What was the Deya? What did they know? Asher Amarti Ba'api Im Yevoyinu Luchas. I swore they're not going to go into Asher Nishbati Ba'api. Now Amarti Asher Nishbati Ba'api Im Yevoyinu Luchas. So the Alta says...
Wait, Pashup Shan and the Pasuk is talking about the Dor Deya?
Yeah.
Right, Abon Shana Kopa Dor. Right, okay.
Which Abon Shana?
Right, it's obvious. Okay, yeah.
So that's it. With you, he hasn't fought 40 years yet.
It's only been 25, okay. 26.
what's going on here? So the Alta has a whole thing. He says, in a certain way, and what does David HaMelech, what does the Pasuk say? Don't be like them. Don't be like the Dor Deya. Reminds me of, I once heard a rabbi, it's not even nice to say this over, the rabbi spoke, I didn't hear, but a friend of mine heard it and came back and told us. The rabbi spoke, and it was one of the parshas of the Shiftei Kor, and he wished his balabatim, after the terrible things that they did, your children should grow up, they shouldn't be juvenile delinquents like the children of Yaakov. You know? But they're telling you, leave away, the door there. What kind of talk is that?
They should be juvenile delinquents.
Well, okay, all right, but that's it, but juvenile delinquents. So he said, so I think the Pshat in the Alta is like this. He says, we have one advantage over them. He brought a Yerushalmi that says, Lo nitno yomim, shabosis v'yomim toivim, elo l'achilu ushtia. And in such a lotion, the Mefarshim say that ubekoishi hitiro lil my Torah. Yeah? On Shabbos, the bekoishi, you're allowed to learn. Don't anybody take that seriously, because you're allowed to come to the Seder. You must come to the Seder. But anyway, bekoishi hitiro lil my Torah. What's he those? What's he says? The Pshat is like this.
Wait, where does it say that halacha?
It's Yerushalmi.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's Yerushalmi. But you look in the Orat Sofen, if you look the first chef of Orat Sofen, he has this whole shmuz there. So I think what he means is like this. He says, the Dor Deah reached such a high level that they literally left their bodies behind. They didn't relate to the body. The body was irrelevant. They were on such a level of spirituality that just Veikus Bashem, that's all. But they didn't have what we have. We have Shabbos Nyantiv, Lechov Elishtois. By them was all Ruchnias. When the human being who has a body and a soul is Kulei Ruchnias, the body makes its demands. Mi achileinu bosor. We're thirsty, we're hungry. Nafshinu kotzo malechem akloikel. The mon. What's going on? But there it is. They were on such spiritual heights. They didn't, this is my own uptight, I don't know if that's exactly what it means. They didn't incorporate the body in their Avedis Hashem. Because they were beyond that. It was the godless that created. On a certain level, because they were the Dor Deah, they reached such a level of Das Hashem that the body was irrelevant to them. The body is irrelevant. I'll show you who's irrelevant. Give me food, give me drink, give me this, give me protection. That's what hurt them. That was their nesoyin. He says, we're in better shape. I'll talk shulavavim. Don't be like that. You can be better. Why? We can't be better spiritually, but we can be better in minimizing the effects of the goof. Why? Because Shabbos and Yantav, we eat and drink. We've incorporated, we've brought the body into the avodah. Mayor the thing, if that's what, I don't know if that's what he means, but anyway, okay, let's go.
Okay,
where we gotta go. I have to go. We gotta go, and we must finish before a month or two before Pesach.
Okay, imagine how.
Okay, where we're up to? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, the scene was that she didn't want to let him in, the kala, and he's coming back to make amends in the middle of the night.
I'm not sure you read the Rashi on Dalet because you were skipping back and forth because it's all like connected, kind of.
Okay, so let's read Dalet. You had Doidi Shalach Yodom and Hachoyer, Umei Homolav. All of a sudden, besides just hearing his voice and the knock on the door, Pischi Leachoisi, Rayosi, Samosi, besides that, all of a sudden now, through the window, she sees he put his hand in the window. I guess they didn't have glass in the window. Maybe he broke the glass. I don't know. But
it's aggressive.
He puts his hand in the window. Doidi Shalach Yodom and Hachoyer. Umei, and my innards longed for him. May I homu alof. Mamish, everything changed. Look at Rashi. Minachor, she eats la hadeles. Roisi yodoi. Until now I just heard his voice. Roisi yodoi. I saw his hand. Oh, givaldik. What did he have on his hand? I saw his hand. Venefchu olai hamoin mei. And I'm reading you from the translation here to make sure I don't corrupt it. And the stirring of my inside swayed me to return to his love and to open the door for him. What's going on over here? Here she's like this. He comes in the middle of the night. He says, hey, it's cold. It's wet. I came just to make amends. Let me back into your life. And she speaks to him in the most disgusting tone. And the tone is, how do they say, emphasis is mine. I got undressed already. I'm not getting dressed. Open the door for you, you creep. That's my own. I wash my feet. I'm going to go dirty my feet, put it on the dirt floor and open the door for you. Then what happens? Not that he makes another speech, how much he loves her, and this. He tries to convince her nothing. All of a sudden, she just sees his hand. Means like, besides hearing, another sense was involved.
Was he waving goodbye?
What?
Was he waving goodbye?
No. A sense of sight. Umei homo love. and my kishkes, my intestines, my innards, they're craving you. And Rashi says, what happens? He puts his hand through, and I see the hand, that's all. The nefchu, and my insides turned around to lo shuv lavo, so to return to his love. In other words, the longing for him, may I homu olov, that turns inside, it turned into a love. Okay, kamti, let's do the next puzzle, we'll see it together. Kamti nefsot doidi, I jumped up to open, or I got up to open the door for my beloved. Okay, now it's my beloved again, yeah? Well, before it was too. Let's see how it started, the parrot. I usually call doidi doifik. No, she called him doidi the whole time. Okay, so that's it, yeah, because that's also interesting. That's interesting, look at that. Ani yeshev liver kol doidi doifik. She's speaking. Pischili. What doidi? You hate the guy. You see what a hate love relationship is? She hates him. she hates him. She refuses to put on her bathrobe, to put on her slippers, or to dirty her feet to get to open the door for him.
And she's the one calling him a chosirayot.
No, he's calling her, but it goes back and forth.
It's Ani Yishen of Libier.
Called Doidi Doifik.
Oh, and he's saying, yes.
He says, that's what he says.
She's saying what he's saying.
Called Doidi Doifik, and he says, Pischi, Akhisir, Ayosi, Yonosi, Samos.
Okay.
So she calls him Doidi, and she doesn't know.
That is strange.
The Teretz is, it's not strange. Because ultimately, that's
love what is there.
The love is there. But here's another ride. The love is there. Listen to this. Yeah, kamti nesach doidi yodai not fumoyer, and my hands dripped with this scent, this incense, this whatever it is, the perfume, something. That's boy say moro over, and my fingers also this mor, which I guess a sweet smelling thing is passing through my hands. Al kapus hamanul, from the handles of the lock. In other words. Let's see Rashi. Wait, one second. It sounds like not for more. My hands dripped with this more, with this sweet smelling fragrance.
Myrrh.
What?
Myrrh.
Myrrh. What is myrrh?
It's like this spice sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it must be sweet. It must be pleasant. Yeah. It must be something pleasant. I don't know what myrrh is. Yeah, that's what they say. Myrrh.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, he's a very educated man.
A botanist, if you will.
That's both say moir over, and my fingers flowed with this moir, al kapus hamanul, from the handles of the lock. In other words, I touched the lock. Now, I touched the inside, but he touched the outside, or he was standing on the outside. But I felt that sweetness in my hands, just touching the lock in the attempt to allow him back into my life. Very beautiful. Anyway, listen to this. Yeah? Believe, don't worry about myrrh. Believe, sholem, uva nefesh chafetz. Listen to this. He says, what's kamti nefesh l'doidi? So Rashi says, what does it mean? Believe, sholem, with a full heart, a complete heart, and nefesh chafetz, and a desirous soul. Ki mekashetes atzmo lehisayev al isha bereach toiv. As one who adorns herself to endear herself to her husband with a pleasant scent. I ask you a question. She just spoke to him in such harsh terms, right? She's so upset at him. She's so angry. She doesn't want to let him back in the life. And then she sees his hand. So we say she gets up. She gets up to open the door for him, right? She's her, the hamoin mei, the internals, are churning to bring her to return to love him again. And she jumps up. That's what's happening. So I would have said that she's in the process of developing love. Look what the previous Rashi said. And the stirring into the inside swayed me to return to his love. In other words, I'm motivated to return. And I'll open the door for him. I would say that means, listen, man, we got a lot to work on in this relationship, you know. We got a long way to go. 2 minutes ago, I said, get out. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I won't let you in. I'm not going to dirty my feet to let you into my life again. And now all of a sudden, no, she sees his hand, and something turns inside. And she sees that something is drawing her to, how do you say, lo shuv la'avosei, to return to the love of him. Fine. But look what happens in the next pasuk. Kamti ani yavsar chadoni b'leiv sholim uve nefesh chafetzo. Ki b'kashetes atzmo lihisayiv, as she's mikashet herself to make love. Al isha b'reach toiv. She's getting ready. I understand. You just said that she was motivated to return. She was. Her heart started to crave a little bit. She wants to get back to love him again. Okay, but we got a long way to go. All of a sudden, she jumps up, b'lev sholem u'benefesh chafitzo. Like she's ready. She's ready to make love. What's going on over here? I mean, all right. Assume a sick society where nothing means anything, and you know. But that's not what we're talking about. The Teretz says it can only be, at least the way I see it, is that the love was always there. The love was buried. That's what we said, we just pointed out before. On one level, the love is there. It's deeply buried. And it's in a sense, she knows it and she doesn't know it. And on the one hand, she can act to this doidi, that she has some awareness of something, in the most callous way, because there's hatred, and I don't want it. And then I see the stimulus, and all of a sudden, things start to change. But from the moment that they start to change, till the moment that I get up, it's Leiv Sholem B'Nefesh Chafetza. The Teretz says it must be that this love is deeply rooted there all the time.
Why does she hate her?
Well, they got estranged. They had a big fight, whatever it was. In the case of the Moshel, in the case of the Nimshel, it's that Kodesh Baruch Hu chased Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. We sinned, and Hashem, no, goodbye.
When the Rambam talks about focusing on the Bria as a way of bringing you to Avas Hashem, you would assume that's also Ava that's buried? I never thought of it that way.
Maybe. Could be. I never thought of that. Could be. Every time. But here you see clearly that it had to be. If there wasn't Ava deeply buried, then this doesn't make an ounce of sense. I'm so calloused. I'm so angry. I refuse to get to dirty my feet to let you in. All of a sudden, I see your hand, and then I'm in this era to return to the love, and a split second later, I'm jumping up, Leiv Sholem. You know what Leiv Sholem B'Nefesh Chafetzo means? My heart is complete. What's Sholem about what? Sholem about you, about the relationship. Sholem that I want to be back with you again. What do you mean? We're just so far away. I just started the process of Nefchu Olai Hamoy Mei Lo Shuv La'avosei. I decided I want to see if I could. I want to see if we could work it out. It's like, you know, we agreed to go for marriage counseling. I want to see if I could work it out.
Perfect.
And as soon as we get to the car on the way, whoo! That's the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So under the worst circumstances, when it looks like it's so bleak, when it looks like we refuse to let him into our lives, when we say, and Rashi learns, I think later on he says, Peshatati in this, because I have to go, Peshatati in all this is referring to, I found Drochim Acherim, maybe Rashi said it here, I don't remember. Did he say it here? Oh yeah, he said. Drochim Acherim, yeah, we had the Rashi, in Gimel. I found Drochim Acherim, I have another lifestyle, I'm not interested in this, I'm not interested in the old-fashioned stuff with you, I don't have anything to do with you. And yet, buried deeply, is that deep love, but it's easily accessible. It's a 1-2-step process. I see a hand, I see a little, just more than just the word, you know, maybe it's symbolic, I don't want to say this is already homiletic and gedarshin, but maybe not only do I hear that you want to make amends, but I see you stretch out your hand to me. You're not just talking, you're doing. Something I see, something that stimulates. What does it stimulate? It stimulates an internal craving to what? To come back to the love. And that, automatically, the minute I get my hand on the door already, no, Kamti is even before the door. I'm getting up, Leiv Sholem Nefesh Chafetzo, and I open the door, and in my mind, it's dripping with this wonderful fragrance. It's the most romantic scene that has happened instantaneously from a...
You have to take the first step, though?
What?
Pesach shel machat. She didn't take a step here. Hashem did all the work.
What?
Hashem did all the work here. He stuck his hand through the window. He put his hand on the doorknob.
Okay.
And so it inspired her.
So you know something. He said pischili. And that's what she did.
Oh, she did say pischili.
Yeah, and if you want now, what you just brought
out.
No,
he says pischili.
He says that's Hashem says pischili.
Right, so what did she do?
She opened the door eventually. But look, listen.
Well, I don't see her opening the door. Anyway.
Yeah, kamti ni efsarach ledoidi. Posachti ani the next
person. No, but that's after.
Posachti ani ledoidi.
Yeah, that's sure. After he stuck his hand through the window.
Okay, so you know what you see from here? A meira de
kechidish. After he was stretching out his arm.
You see a meira de kechidish over here. Chazal say, he's right, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I just want to duly acknowledge. Yeah. Chazal say that this is this.
Right.
Chazal say that this is where the Chazal say in the Medrash of Pischili Pesach Echudah Shel Machat.
It comes from here,
of course.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was coincidence.
Lochem Pesach Kepischu Shel Ulam. Yeah, okay. Says you open for me a little bit, and I'll do the rest. So what's the pshat? So I would have thought, and that was what David was asking. I would have thought, well, she has to open something. He didn't. He's banging, and she doesn't open. First, she sees his hand. Then she's kamti. Then she's kamti. May I home all of? Then she's kamti levsayach. She's holding very far before she even opens the door. What kind of moshul is that? The teretz is that. It seems to be an automatic process, but it doesn't necessarily have to begin with the opening of the door. It's the feeling. When Hashem says Pischuli Pesach, I guess what he means is, in a homiletic way, is Pischuli Pesach, open up your heart. Because that's what it is. What's Shuvi? You're not opening the door. He can get in with through the keyhole. You know, he doesn't have to. He's in. He's in already. What are you talking about? Tara says, "Open up a little bit." What's the opening? I let your hand in. I see you.
You allow yourself to be inspired.
Allow something. That's right. I allow something, and that starts a process which spirals out of control. It started with Nefchu Olai Mei, because I saw your hand. I allowed myself, I opened my eyes, I allow myself to see the Ad Hashem. And Nefchu Mei, that I am now motivated, Lo Shuv L'Avosei, and from that automatically, I believe, Shodim Levesh Chafetz, I run and I open the door. And I would dare say something else. If that's what she's doing, then the pshat is that, if Chazal say, Vani Eftach, that's also that Hashem gives us that Siyata Dishmaya. When we want, it's just like in the lady over here, it's something that comes from within. If Chazal say Vani Eftach, so that means that Chazal is saying that this, all of these emotions that we have towards Hashem will inspire us to those emotions. Those emotions are there, and Hashem helps us to get there. All we have to do is take that first step. If we open our eyes, we allow His hand in, we allow ourselves to what's the word you use? To use the good word. To allow ourselves to be...
To be inspired.
To allow ourselves to be inspired, and Hashem makes sure that the rest of the process happens. So, yes, it's very nice.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.